Vrindavan, 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 text 76. Divye kutrachid indranila manibir. Jambunade kutrachid. Vaidurye kwachana kwa chendu manibir. Nihari hire kwachit. Muktabi kwachana praval. Nirvahe kwapi kwa chaloka vi gyanate. Kwapi venir mita vijayate. Brindatavi yavani. All glories to the land of Vrindavan, which in some places is covered with transcendental sapphires. In some places covered with gold, lapis lazuli, jewels and snow-white diamonds, pearls, coral and precious stones that no one on earth has ever seen. So this is the Aishwarya aspect of Vrindavan. Vrindavan has the displays and exhibits the epitome of Aishwarya, vibhuti, wealth, opulence, grandeur. And simultaneously it exhibits the epitome of sweetness, simplicity, and natural, friendly country environment with vines and flowers and leaves and trees and lattas and animals and birds and bees. But then there's palaces and there's gold and there's gems and there's jewels. All these things are also there. So there's the Aishwarya Vrindavan and the Madhurya Vrindavan. Even they're explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu and Brihad Bhagavatamrita, there even Goloka Vrindavan has an Aishwarya predominated section, Aishwarya Madhurya mix. Then there's a Madhurya Madhurya Vrindavan. This is mentioned also by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur and Raghavart Manchandrika. That those that worship Radha and Krishna in Vaidhi Marg, but the Rishnadeva is Radha and Krishna, and they attain prema. That prema, because it's not imbued with Braja Bhava, the gopis, or the sakas, that will take them to Goloka Vrindavan, but to the Aishwarya quarter, the Aishwarya section, where there'll be so much opulence, and there'll be Radha and Krishna, but they're more interacting like murtis than. It's kind of like there's a temple there into puja. Not much definitive description of it, but it's definitely told in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu by Rupa Goswami. And also in the Bhagavatam, when after Varunadev in the 10th canto swallowed Nanda Maharaj, then Krishna went to the kingdom of Varuna under the Jamuna and rescued his father, and he was duly worshipped there by Varunadev. And when he came back, then Nanda Maharaj told how Varunadev was worshipping his son to all the Brijvasis. This is, I believe, in 10th canto, chapter 28, possibly, and all the commentaries there. 10:28 is about that Vidyadhara. Varunadev. Maybe it's in the same chapter, but Krishna rescues Nanda Maharaj from Varuna, from the abode of Varuna. So in those tikkas and commentaries, because the Brijvasis heard about it, he said, oh, he's so wonderful, he must be. Then they asked him, he said, Krishna, well, you seem to be your worship like God, or will you take us to the spiritual world? So then Krishna showed him Goloka, and they saw Goloka. But it was like an Aishwarya Goloka Vrindavan. They said, oh, this, we like better where we were. We want to go back there. We don't like this up here. And Krishna was there. Everybody was a different feeling, a different, it was more Aishwarya and opulence. So they said, no, we want to go back to Bhoma Vrindavan. So then they came back. Because they're already in the spiritual world, but he asked them, if you went to Varuna and Varuna's worshiping, saying you're Narayan, this and that, can you take us to the spiritual world? It's all right, I'll show you. So sitting in this Bhoma Vrindavan, Gokul Vrindavan, then he showed them Goloka Vrindavan. And they saw it all and they said, no, this is better. This is sweeter. So Krishna rescued Nanda Maharaj and the Yamuna over there. The Akura Ghat is usually famous for the Akura stopping there with Krishna Balaram, and then they assume their Vaikuntha forms of Shankarshan and Narayan, and they went in those forms. Krishna's Aishwarya Murti went to Mathura, and Krishna Balaram walked back to Nandagram. They never leave Vrindavan. All glories to the land of Vrindavan, which is made in some places of splendid transcendental sapphires, other places gold, other places lapis lazuli, chandrakanta jewels, snow white diamonds, piled in other places are made of pearls and coral, and other places are jewels that no one on earth has ever seen. Chintamani gems. So that means that Vrindavan is conceivable and inconceivable. Jewels that we have seen, like lapis lazuli, diamonds and pearls, and sapphires, blue sapphires. These gems we can conceive of, so we can fit that in our brains and understand something that, oh yes, Vrindavan has jewels. But then there are jewels that are inconceivable. Because as soon as you think you can figure out Vrindavan, or as soon as you think you can understand or conceive of what is Vrindavan, then Vrindavan takes another form and becomes inconceivable. I mean, it assumes their inconceivability factor. The Heisenberg uncertainty principle in chemistry. Heisenberg uncertainty principle, which was discovered in 1937 in Frankfurt, Germany. Something like that. Whenever it was, I don't know, 50s or whatever. That when you look down on the smallest particles of matter through an electron microscope, and you see the atoms and neutrons and all these little particles, protons, zipping around in their orbits. And by the time you look at it and see it, there's the uncertainty principle, because you're seeing it in a certain place, in a certain point of time. By the time that image, that light image, reflects from the cell or slide or whatever you're looking at, that atom, and hits your eye, in that amount of time, that particle, atomic particle, has moved to a new location. So you're not really certain, is it there or has it gone somewhere else? And it seems to be a particle, but it's moving such incredible speeds that it displays the qualities of a wave. There's a wave and there's a particle. There's a dot and there's a line. A line is a series of dots. If you look at it in a minute way, a straight line is so many connected dots. You take a dot, 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 then you go fast and all the dots become a line. So is it separate particles down there, or is it just all continuous concentric waves of motion? That there's not such a thing as a proton or neutron, they're just continuous waves of energy, waves of consciousness. So is it a solid particle, or is it a wave? It has the qualities of a solid particle with defined, definite length and width and location, or is it a wave which is changing its location every moment and changing its shape according to its surroundings? So they say it's a wavicle. It's not a particle, it's not a wave, it's a wavicle. In other words, we don't know what it is. Heisenberg's uncertainty principle. So Vrindavan uncertainty principle. It's conceivable? No, it's inconceivable. It's a chintya shakti, swarup shakti, swarup shakti of Krishna. Prem Sarup, Mahabhagavati Radha and Mahabhagavan Sri Krishna. Bhagavati Radha, Bhagavan Sri Krishna. Mahabhavati, Mahabhav. Aishwarya, Aishwaryashcharya Simha, Yad Api Bhagavata, Sadgunashcharya Simha, Lila Madhurya Sima Pranaya, Rasa Mada Swad, Vaivashya Simha, Sondaryashcharya Simha Navalalita, Vayasri Chamatkara Simha, Sri Brindaranyeva Pravilasati, Yatotas yatotastamivashrayeham. Since Sri Vrindavan is the simha, the ultimate limit of the Supreme Lord's supreme opulence, it is the ultimate limit of the Lord's nectarine pastimes. The limit, the sima of bewilderment, born from relishing the mellows of ecstatic love, pranaya rasa, sima pranaya rasa swad, pranaya rasa mudda swad, the madness, the maddening intoxication of pranaya rasa. It is, Vrindavan is a limit of extraordinary beauty, vaivashya simha, the limit of, that's Sondarya Acharya Simha, the limit of fresh transcendental mellows, and the limit of all wonders. I therefore take shelter of that limitless Vrindavan. If you want to understand the unlimited, it's not possible because we are limited. But if the unlimited reveals himself to the limited, then we can understand. So Vrindavan is as unlimited as Krishna himself and Radha herself. So if they are pleased with us, then they can reveal something of their unlimited qualities. Gunashcharya Sima, their astounding, supernatural, wonderful, eternal qualities. Bhagavata Sad Gunashcharya. Another translation. It's all about mercy. Descent of mercy. The mercy descends, then we ascend. If the mercy doesn't descend, then ascension not possible. Because within Vrindavan are splendidly manifest the ultimate wonder of opulence. Within Vrindavan, the ultimate wonder of the Supreme Lord's transcendental qualities, the ultimate sweetness of transcendental pastimes, the ultimate intoxication of the nectar of transcendental love, the ultimate wonder of transcendental beauty, and the ultimate wonder of playful youth. Oh, that was the phrase he didn't translate. I take shelter of Vrindavan, Sundarsh. Sundari Ascharya Sima Navalalitavaya. That can be youth, but that's Lalita means. The ultimate wonder of playful youth. That's Navalalitavaya. That's that. Yes. Playful youth. Yes. It reveals the limits of that playful youth known as Kishore, Krishna Kishore. This is Vrindavan. Jai Shri Radhe.